Hi, this is the depiction for procedure code for Sharon Peals, SHARONPEALS. Date of birth is 6/16/1975. Date of procedure is 8/24/2023. Miss Sharon Peals presents here for extremely severe pain in the neck, more on the left side than the right. Extremely severe, unable to move her neck, and the pain is extreme. She has a weakness of the left arm because of this and is unable to lift her phone and drops the phone and dinner plates. Subsequent MRI and CT scan that have been done are showing a positive severe arthritic osteophyte changes in C23, C34, C45, C56 and C67, disc osteophyte complex compressing on the right and left neural foramina, as well as a extreme pressure on the spinal cord. It appears that the patient is suffering from severe arthritis throughout. Even in the lumbar spine, there is a evidence of severe arthritis along with the two of the disc issues. She did receive one epidurals on 8/1/2023, which brought her significant relief into her system. And today she requests that she be given shots to the left side of the neck, as she is unable to sleep, unable to do anything. Despite physical therapy that has been going on, there has not been major relief and patient is suffering. ADLs are suffering, pain requirements are too much. Hence, the patient is being provided this injection based on the MRI finding. Proposal was a facet joint injection at C23, C34, C45, C56, and C67. Based on the MRI finding, these findings were discussed by the patient in great detail. She agrees, signed a consent for this procedure. All the complications and rewards were discussed with the patient. The patient agrees, and these injections were done according to the protocol. Each side was focused with a radiopaque object with a fluoroscopy machine at 10 degree caudal and 5 degree ipsilateral oblique with a pillow under the chest, and after visualizing, each facet joint was injected using a 2.5 inch long needle number 25. The injections were done successfully using 3 cc's of dexamethasone and Marcan under aseptic conditions. The patient tolerated the procedure very well, and the rest of the procedure is according to the protocol. Thank you. Fluoroscopy pictures were done and confirmed.